That was her desire, that she be healed. Praise God. And always looking for the servant of God when she comes into that place. Isn't that awesome? She's looking for somebody who's got faith. Praise God. And of all people, it was Minister Keena, was it your supervisor who conducted the staff meeting, or who? Yeah. And so they, which, who brought it up? One of your coworkers. Awesome. Praise God. Yeah. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for your healing power and virtue. Hallelujah. Yeah. And we just keep on believing. Keep on preaching. Keep on laying hands. Keep on agreeing with people for God to move in their lives. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let it happen. Come on. You're God's offspring. You're sons and daughters. If he's going to do anything in the earth, he reveals it first according to the word. This is why we believe it. This is why we speak. If he's going to do anything, first of all, he's going to reveal it to his prophets. Prophets will prophesy and speak to the body. God will move through the body to get his work done. Moses, when Moses came into agreement with his father-in-law, Jethro, in order to gather some men that he could release responsibility to, because Jethro witnessed Moses sitting before the people and judging them from morning to evening. And Jethro said, this thing is not good. You need some men to help you. Well, then God orchestrates or tells Moses, you bring 70 elders with you to the tabernacle. And the spirit that is on you, I'm going to put on them in order to help Moses do the work. And so the glory came down. Two were missing. Two were still over in the camp when they should have been where Moses was to receive. But God still touched them and anointed them. And I believe that this was not just, this is KTVU Channel 2 News, we're reporting what has just happened. You understand that? I believe it was something that God was going to bring out further. And that was when Joshua witnessed that there were two that were prophesying in the camp, he came and told Moses. He was angry and upset. He wanted to stop them. He came to Moses, and Moses is like, you know, why, you don't have to be jealous. It's okay that they prophesied too. And then he says something. Oh, that all God's people were prophets and prophesied. Moses speaking words that he doesn't fully understand, yet they were in the atmosphere and they hovered until Joel says, and in the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Handmaidens and servants, they will prophesy. That word hovered in the atmosphere until and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all in the upper room gathered together of one accord. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And cloven tongues of fire appeared upon it and sat upon each one of them. And then they all began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. There were about 120 of them that were up there. and all of them got it. And that word, the beginning stages of that word began to manifest. Why do I say the beginning stages? Because it didn't stop at the 120. It went to the 3,000. It went to the 5,000. And it's still here today. Oh, that all God's people would prophesy. Oh, that all God's people would proclaim the word of the Lord. That's the will of God. Why? Because that's how he gets his world, his will done in the earth through his people. We are God's people. We are God's property. We are God's possession. We belong to him. He belongs to us. He wants to use us for his glory. Nobody is excluded. Everybody has been qualified through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. All of us have been qualified. Now we don't have to consider ourselves, whether we're this humble, lovable shoeshine boy named Sherman. No, all of us have been qualified. Hallelujah. We have everything that we need. We have to step out in it. This past Sunday, Sister Lord, do you mind me sharing just what? Okay, thank you. It was this past Sunday. Okay. She came to me after service. Pastor Lucia, you had received a word, you were ministering in healing, and it had to do with rheumatoid arthritis. You were sharing about Anastasia and her praise report of what God was doing in her life. And then others, once Sister Wallace came up to you afterwards. And so you were busy, and Sister Lord came up to me here at the altar, and she had a prayer cloth, and she had little Joseph Henry. Where is he? There he is, little Joseph Henry. And they both came up to agree and to anoint that prayer cloth so that she could take it to her daughter Emily, who has rheumatoid arthritis in her hip area. And she had Joseph Henry with her because Joseph Henry would go with her to pray because he likes to pray. He likes to pray for his aunt. Isn't that awesome? Oh, that all God's people. Oh, that all God's people. Oh, that all God's people. Yeah. Oh, that all God's people will take up the mantle, take up the anointing. Take up the very words that Jesus spoke. And these signs shall follow those who believe in my name to do the works of God. Oh, that all God's people. Saints, some of your healing is in the working. Some of your companionship is in the working. You know, I'm lonely, I need some, and it's in the working. When you start to give of yourself, when you start to sow yourself into the things of God, then you start to see some harvest come that you've been believing God for, because you're waiting on God and God is waiting on you. Yeah. Let's move out in faith, giving glory and honor and praise to God Almighty. Hallelujah. You have an unction. You have an anointing. Hallelujah. Release the kingdom. Even for our little kids, that they would be in their schools, now that school is back in, praying for their peers, praying for their teachers. Lay hands on their teachers when they sneeze and say, the Lord Jesus Christ heals you. They may be a little hesitant at first, but all of a sudden at 2:45 when school is out, Samuel, can I talk to you? Come to me.
Am I in trouble?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for praying for me because I feel much better. Amen. What's wrong with that? Come on, release the kingdom. Let's get sick of worldly life and get healed and made whole in kingdom life. I hope that makes sense to you. Glory to God. Let's get sick of living of this world Because we're no longer of this world. We're in it, we're just not of it. And if Dad said our time was up, he'd take us out of here. Jesus prayed the prayer, keep them in the world. Keep them in there. Why? So he can be glorified. Hallelujah. Glory. Who's going to carry the message? Who's going to do the works? Praise God. So this is awesome. Thank you for that praise report. This is awesome. This is the way it ought to be. Hallelujah. Brother Eric, stand square like a soldier. I don't know if that's the right term to use, but, you know, just square those shoulders, soldier. Yeah. You know why? Because you represent the king. You're in the king's palace, and the king is watching. Can you do like this? I'll work with you. It's simple. And I don't even know if that looks right, but I just feel it. And I, you know, Minister Killings, you're a soldier. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Brother Pete, did you serve in the military? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking to a soldier. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. This is, yeah. Yeah. So much madness is happening. We need some wisdom, strength, stability. We need somebody that can walk above all the fray of this mess that's going on and not be subject and victims of it. Yeah. Be of good cheer, for I've conquered the world. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Ah! In the world you have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've conquered it. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. You're looking at me like I'm jacking you up. I'm not jacking you up. I'm trying to pump your faith up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be stirred up, be riled up, be, you know, fired up for the things of God. Amen? Hallelujah. If we stay fired up for the things of God, we won't be worn down by the things of this world. Amen. Renew your mind, because the old thoughts will come back and the old habits will come back. You know, and you got to stay the course, and you know, you got to keep what God gives. You got to. It's like when God moves, he gives us ground. In other words, we once occupied so much space, but when God moves, he gives us more space. And so we don't want to lose our ground that we gain. We want to keep it and be perfected in it, because there's more ground he wants to give us. Am I making any sense? You know, so don't lose the momentum, don't lose the building up, don't lose the strengthening. God strengthens you, don't get weak no more. Amen? Hallelujah. Do what you're supposed to do. What is that? Don't worry about what it sounds like. Everybody's tongues don't sound the same. You just let that rumbling roar through you, and you just pray in the Holy Ghost, and I'm telling you, you may even start off quiet. But you keep on going. Before you know it, all of a sudden, there's going to be an increase in volume and an increase in strength. All of a sudden, your mind is going to quit going, I see this thing is almost like an atom, you know, thing like that. You know, and that's like the mind. All these thoughts filtering through and, you know, just going like that. And all of a sudden, your mind begins to focus and concentrate on what you're doing. And then you start to experience what it is that God says that you're building yourself up. Hallelujah. Praise God. On your most holy faith, sanctified, consecrated, separated, set apart. It's not like the faith of the world, because the world didn't give you this faith. This is the faith of God that God gives to you. That's what he's talking about. What do you mean? Paul said in Romans chapter 12 God has dealt to each one of us the measure of faith. It's holy faith that we build ourselves up on. You know, the world has this, oh, just be positive. And just, you know, just be positive and just believe in yourself and all these other things. That's the worldly faith. You got the sanctified faith that comes from God that says all things are possible to them that believe. Yeah. You rest in the truths of God's word. And you don't try and bring anything in from the world to try and add to it. And neither do you allow the world to take away from it. It's pure. It's holy. Sanctified. Hallelujah. Amen. That's good stuff. It's good stuff. That's enough to run out of here and just, you know, run through a troop and leap over a wall. Yeah. Dare any devil to rise up against you. Hallelujah. All right. Has everyone given? Amen. I come in agreement with you. Come on, brothers, let's lift this up before the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hands in faith. Anybody have need of something? If you want to vocalize it or, you know, make it public, you can go ahead. If you don't, if it's just between you and the Lord, make sure you tell him. Don't just think it in your mind. Speak it out of your mouth. This is the way we do in the kingdom. We come into agreement with you. Every need be met. Every petition be answered. Every petition that comes before you, Father, according to your will, you're hearing right now. You're listening to us right now. We don't even have to shout because you can hear us clearly, but we get excited and our voices get louder than all, but it's because of you. We love you. But you hear every request. Your ear is towards us. You have inclined your ear towards us and you hear us. Because your word says so. When we ask according to your will, you hear us. And if we know, since we know that you hear us, we know we have the petition that we desire of you. Some are believing you for financial breakthrough. The breakthrough, whether it's something that's being held up and has not yet been released, or whether it's something that they desire, and in their desire, Lord God, there is a great need for it. And as they are making that request known unto you, we stand in agreement. We stand in agreement for the breakthrough. We stand in agreement for the petition tonight that's fresh and new. Some want a home. Some want a job. Some need a financial miracle. For anyone who needs healing in their body, tonight the request is made known unto you. And it's according to your will, because you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God who heals. Jesus, our burden bearer, our sin bearer, he himself bore our infirmities, carried our sicknesses and our sorrows. It's your will. Jesus, you're the healer. release healing. For the job, Lord, you're able to create jobs. There's no unemployment in your kingdom. Open the door of opportunity for your servants in this house. For the raise, the increase, they like where they are. They're glad you put them there. But they're not being compensated, Lord God, according to their worth to the company. In the name of Jesus, we pray and agree right now, put favor in the heart of their supervisors, the people who make the decisions about the salaries. Lord, all across the world, and I won't say that, Lord God, I'll say in the United States of America, where our economy is booming. Others are not booming, but our economy is booming. All across the United States, there are jobs that there's not enough people to fill those jobs. Lord, I pray that your people don't have to go all over Timbuktu, but you'll do something close to home for them. And you'll move on supervisors, you'll move on managers, you'll move on the decision makers to make decisions that are favorable for your sons and daughters in this house. Father, I pray for divine alignment in this assembly, that your sons and daughters are in the places they need to be, where they will be most fruitful and productive in the kingdom, on their jobs, in their businesses. I pray for divine alignment to come to Threshing Floor, to come to your sons and daughters, to come to our children, to come, Lord God, to this house. Favor this house, Almighty God. I pray for joy unspeakable, full of glory, to manifest in the lives of your people in this house. Bring out the best in them, Lord, for you have instilled in them your best. You have planted within them. You have implanted within them your best. You instilled in us all your best. Now let it be brought forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for any who may be weary. We pray for any who are fainting or feel like they're fainting. We pray for any, Lord God, that are on shaky ground when they should be stable and solid and like a tree that is planted. In the name of Jesus, we just agree, Lord God, that you shall move mightily in their lives and they shall see the glory of God, and it shall not be many days hence. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, do an immediate work, a quick work on behalf of your servants. You need, Father God, us, and we need you. You chose us. We choose you. We choose life. We choose good. We choose you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. So perfect the things that concern us. Bless your sons and your daughters. Let the manifestation be so evident that strangers and foreigners will recognize what you're doing in our lives personally and corporately. Let sinners, Lord God, be envious to the point that they'll come and they'll receive. Let our loved ones, our family members, and our friends and co-workers and those that are close to us, even our enemies, Lord God, see the goodness and the glory of God so much so upon us that it causes them to not only inquire but to receive of what we have. And we give them fellowship. Fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with you, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, Release holy boldness. Release strength and power. Perfect the things, the imperfections within us, that we are at our best to glorify the Father and to glorify Jesus. We thank you right now for raises, for promotions, for incentives. We thank you right now for jobs. We thank you right now for favor, uncommon favor. We thank you right now for every miracle, sign, and wonder that you are doing and that you are about to do. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that is here. We thank you for those that are not here. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In everything, we give thanks. This is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Now bless your sons and daughters. The Lord our God, El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Jehovah God, the self-existent one, bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. May his name be on you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody who agreed said amen.
Amen.
All right, be blessed. Have a blessed rest of the week. We'll see you Sunday, if not before. We thank you for being out tonight.